From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The Obama administration is abandoning efforts to train Syrian rebel forces to fight Islamic State militants and switching to a strategy of equipping and enabling a select group of vetted opposition leaders and units. A Pentagon statement acknowledged challenges in the original $500 million program to train and arm moderate Syrian forces in Syria. The program has produced only a handful of rebels who joined the fight against IS. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Friday in London he wasn't happy with the program. He said the work the United States has done with Kurdish forces in northern Syria is one example of an effective approach. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, welcomed the start of a European Union relocation program. Lisa Schlein reports.
High Commissioner Guterres is set to begin his mission on Saturday on the Greek island of Lesbos. This is the main entry point for most of the more than 428,000 people who have crossed the Mediterranean Sea from Turkey this year. He will meet with political leaders in Athens on Sunday and Monday. The aim of his trip is to assess the humanitarian response to the Mediterranean crisis and see how best to support these efforts. He says Greece alone cannot handle the overwhelming number of refugees and migrants coming mainly from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq.
This is a European crisis, and it needs a European response. There is no way this can be solved on a country-by-country basis.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Remember to look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tehran said Friday a senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander was killed in Syria as French warplanes carried out fresh airstrikes in the country. The guard said General Hossein Hamadani was killed by Islamic State fighters earlier this week while advising Syrian troops in the northern region of Aleppo. Shiite Iran is a key regional ally of Syria. It has provided military and political support for beleaguered President Bashar al-Assad during his four-year-long fight against a wide range of Sunni rebel groups seeking to overthrow him. Tunisia's National Dialogue Quartet has won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
The announcement came from Kasi Kulmanfiva, head of the Nobel Committee.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2015 is to be awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet for its decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia.
The quartet is made up of labor unions as well as the Tunisian Human Rights League and the Tunisian Order of Lawyers. Tunisia was the site of the first popular uprisings in 2011, known as the Arab Spring. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
The UN envoy for Libya announced the proposal of a new unity government that could mark a key step toward ending 4 years of chaos and political turmoil. United Nations envoy to Libya, Bernardino Leon, said Friday in Morocco, the Libyans must seize this historic opportunity to save Libya. Leon says a member of the Tripoli-based parliament, Fayez Sarraj, was named prime minister. Rival parliaments in Tripoli and in the east must approve the unity government. Israeli troops fired across the border into the Gaza Strip Friday, killing at least four Palestinians and wounding more than a dozen others as tensions between the two sides surged. Israel's military said about 200 Palestinians in Gaza advanced on the border during a demonstration and threw rocks and rolled burning tires towards soldiers stationed on the other side. It said forces opened fire on the main instigators to stop their advance. U.S. President Barack Obama begins a four-day visit to the West Coast Friday by meeting with the families of victims of last week's mass shooting in Roseburg, Oregon. Obama is set to meet with the families of the eight students and one instructor gunned down at Umpqua Community College last Thursday by a gunman, Christopher Harper Mercer, who then took his own life. Protests are expected during the president's visit. White House officials have downplayed the president's gun control message in the lead-up to his visit. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
From VOA.